A warning, this story contains details of self-harm, pregnancy loss and trauma for Indigenous people.
This is an ABC podcast.
What we've seen today is a challenging, harrowing and disturbing read. And I acknowledge the hurt, the anger and the grief of the people who have shared their experiences and told their stories and all of those impacted.
That's AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan addressing revelations from ABC's Russell Jackson around the treatment of First Nations players at the Hawthorn Football Club. A racism review alleges that former coaches separated Indigenous players from families and partners and even demanded a pregnancy termination. Coach Alistair Clarkson, soon to be with North Melbourne, and Chris Fagan, now leading the Brisbane Lions, are implicated. This is a story that will have far-reaching implications across the AFL. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. David Mark is the ABC's national sport reporter. Dave, what has this review revealed about the culture at the Hawthorn Football Club?
Pat, for a very long time, the Hawthorn Football Club has branded itself as the family club, and it's created this kind of whole environment about being family friendly. The allegations that have been raised by ABC journalist Russell Jackson in the piece he published on the ABC website raises serious allegations that question whether that brand as the family club is actually accurate.
So what were some of the more disturbing allegations that we've seen from First Nations players?
So ABC Sport spoke to three former Hawthorn players. They're all First Nations peoples. We spoke to them and their partners. And in all cases, they say that the Hawthorn Football Club actively tried to separate the players from their partners. So we've heard the case of one particular player who was told in a meeting that he had to separate from his family. He was told that he had to call his partner, these are all allegations, and ask her to terminate her pregnancy. At the time, she was 12 weeks pregnant. We heard another instance where a player was told, he says, the club said that he should end the relationship. The club officials, which included Alistair Clarkson, the fabled coach of Hawthorn, who won the team four premierships during his reign, Chris Fagan, then the head of coaching at Hawthorn, now the coach of the Brisbane Lions, he took them to a preliminary final, and Jason Burt, who was the player development manager. This player alleges that he and those three men drove to his house, told his partner that the relationship was over, and then he was taken away. Another case, we heard that the club was actively trying to discourage, according to the player, his family visiting from interstate to stay with him, his family with a young baby. So they're all different stories, but they all relate to the same idea that players allege that the club, and in particular those three individuals, was actively trying to separate the player from his partner.
So what kind of impact have some of these stories had on the players involved?
The players all said that what happened to them was incredibly traumatic and distressing, as do their partners. Two of the players said that their mental health deteriorated to such an extent that they made attempts on their lives. One woman told a story about having a miscarriage while her partner was living away from her in the home of a staff member and feeling completely alone in hospital after having this miscarriage. It happened 5 weeks after her partner left the home. The partner describes Jason Burt being the person who actually told him that his partner had miscarried, but saying, it's all right, she's got good support. So, yes, they all found it incredibly traumatic. They've since found it incredibly traumatic because Hawthorn commissioned a review. It came after revelations that Cyril Rioli made in the press about experiences that he had at the Hawthorn Football Club and why he had to leave. Hawthorn commissioned an external review, which these players say they had nothing to do with. They weren't the instigators, but they say they found that whole process incredibly traumatic, and in fact it re-traumatised them to a certain extent. But once it was underway, they decided they wanted to tell their story properly, and that's why the ABC had these revelations as per Russell Jackson's story.
You touch on Alistair Clarkson, a four-time premiership coach with the club. His assistant, Chris Fagan, now a senior coach with the Brisbane Lions. Huge figures of the AFL landscape. What role did the pair allegedly play?
The players all say that Clarkson and Fagan were at the centre of the allegations they make. They also point to Jason Burt as being central to them too. But we know that the players have told us that it was Clarkson and Fagan who said in a number of instances that your relationship has to end or that your partner needs to terminate her pregnancy. So, yes, they are at the centre of this, as is Jason Burt.
So how has Hawthorn and the AFL responded to these or to this story today?
First of all, let's just deal with the allegations against the two coaches and Jason Burt. The ABC did ask a series of questions to the three of them regarding the allegations that were made against them. We gave them more than a day to respond, but they didn't respond. The Hawthorn Football Club issued us with a statement, which they've since made public. They couched it in terms of the review that they had commissioned, not in terms of the questions we'd asked. But they said of the review that it was important work. It's raised disturbing historical allegations that require further investigation.
Here's Jason Reeves, CEO of Hawthorn Football Club.
The plan for the club was always that this was an exercise in engaging an external consultant to go and have discussions with our former and current players and staff to learn about their experiences from the club. That report came back with some quite disturbing allegations that we acted on straight away.
The AFL sent out a statement the night before we published, which they've since made public, saying that they received that document from Hawthorn, the external review, saying it outlined very serious allegations. They say it requires further and full examination.
As such, we are appointing an external independent panel that will be made up of four people led by an eminent King's Counsel.
The AFL CEO, Gillon McLachlan, says he wants to expedite the investigation so that they can get the issues resolved as quickly as possible.
The independent panel will be appropriately skills-based and have the right mix of diversity and an approach that prioritises cultural safety for all those who have shared their experiences.
So we've had Collingwood's Do Better report, the revelations around the Adelaide Crows pre-season camp, and now this from Hawthorn. Does the AFL have a systemic issue with racism?
The AFL's General Manager of Inclusion and Social Policy, Tanya Hosch, was asked this very question today, and she says it's a society-wide issue, but she also acknowledged it was an issue in the AFL.
We will definitely think in broader scope when the time is right, but we've got a really urgent, pressing issue right here and now, which has to take absolute priority. But of course, we're thinking about the broader issues.
But your question goes to a really central point. Every couple of years, we've had serious allegations raised about football clubs. The clubs and the AFL then go into crisis management mode. They deal with the issues. They have an inquiry. It may play out over months or, in the case of Adelaide, years. And then we move on, and then another issue comes up. The question does need to be asked about whether there needs to be an investigation into the entire AFL and all of its clubs. What other secrets are other clubs potentially hiding? It's not to say they are, but I have no doubt that football fans who support football clubs want to know whether their club did this sort of stuff, whether their club was responsible for the sort of actions, the sort of allegations that have been raised in the case of Hawthorn, Collingwood and Adelaide. The question needs to be asked of the AFL. Does it need to lead a club or a league-wide root and branch investigation of how clubs treated First Nations peoples? I think that's a reasonable question to ask.
You touch on implications for other clubs. What would you anticipate this means for North Melbourne? They signed Alistair Clarkson, you know, as a saviour, really. So much fanfare. The Brisbane Lions, they're led by Chris Fagan, who's been so crucial in turning around the on-field fortunes of that football club.
Well, in the case of Alistair Clarkson, it's hard to overemphasise the importance of his appointment to North Melbourne, not only for the club but for the AFL. North Melbourne has been at the bottom of the league now for a number of years. It's had ongoing problems. It can't attract players. It's been losing games. The appointment of Clarkson, who's brought in all his own people and led to a bit of a clean out of some executives at the club, has been crucially important, not only for North Melbourne, but for the AFL, which wants to see North Melbourne survive and thrive. Gillon McLachlan made the point that it is very important that the investigation, the four-person investigation, pays due respect to the stories of the people who've come forward and spoken to Russell and spoken to the Hawthorne Review. It has to be culturally appropriate. He also made the point that the people who have been accused have to have natural justice as well.
I think everyone would feel it is appropriate and fair that the accused have the right forum to respond. And I think that that is, has to be accepted and understood.
David Mark, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Patrick.
An update. After this interview was recorded, the Brisbane Lions released a statement saying Chris Fagan will work with the AFL on the investigation into the events from his time at Hawthorn. In the meantime, he'll take a leave of absence from the Lions. North Melbourne also delivered a press release saying Alistair Clarkson will delay the start of his tenure with the Kangaroos in order to fully participate in the investigation. Here's what else is making headlines. Is there anything Cam Green cannot do? The all-rounder opened the batting and belted 61 from 30 balls to help Australia knock over India in the opening game of a T20 series between the two nations.
Oh, this and then is... look what happens.
Yes, adding insult to injury. 50 comes up in style.
Matt Wade was also vital to the victory as he scored an unbeaten 45 from 21 balls as the Aussies ran down India's total of 208 with 4 balls left. Incredibly, Green is not in the national squad that will seek to defend its T20 world title in Australia later this year. Dreadful news for Daria Gavrilova, who has torn her anterior cruciate ligament. The 28-year-old hurt her knee while playing Naomi Osaka in the Tokyo Open. It's the worst kind of deja vu for the world number 55, who suffered another serious knee injury way back in 2013. And 19-year-old Roosters star Joseph Swali has pledged his commitment to Samoa for the upcoming World Cup. It's a blow for Kangaroos coach Mal Meninga, although we reckon he probably has a few options. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Poppy Penny. For more on today's story, I'd recommend reading Russell Jackson's full report at abc.net.au/sport. Thanks to Fox Cricket for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.